We now move from being born to a birthday. Many happy returns is the order of the day, as Jane Evans tells us how Keith Skipper chalks up the next number in his forever young life.
The merry month of March invariably brings another notch on the walking stick of life. It's foolish to specify an exact number for my latest birthday, as they come around so unexpectedly at this stage of my development, and any estimate could well be out of date before I reach the end of this diatribe. Strange when you consider how everything else slows down as you reach three score and several. Biblical language deliberate, as only those of a certain vintage or upbringing will know what I'm on about. Birthdays appear like impatient buses to transport you rapidly over the hill. The greetings industry, loaded with bright young wags who forget they could be hoist with their own petards one day, deliver little joys like, remember when your hair was thin and teeth were few and cheeks were chubby? No change there then. The optimist within whispers birthdays are good for you. Statistics suggest people who have the most live longest. The fatalist outside merely recalls asking the ticket inspector on a train journey some time back if he'd like to see his senior rail card. Back came the reply, "No thank you, sir, that won't be necessary." My latest Palais glide towards the cloakroom of bewilderment will not stop me growing old gratefully on the North Norfolk coast, even though it takes much more energy and enterprise than many might imagine. When we moved the family seat to Cromer in the spring of 1988, several friends hinted strongly it was no more than a short-term ruse to hold back the tide of time. I did admit to the odd canute tendency, and to relishing the prospect of regularly bumping into folk who were older than me. That was the case downtown, on the pier, and in Dentures, a new cliff-top nightclub for recycled teenagers, not far from the Duntroshin rest home. I refuted most firmly, however, suggestions that I'd move to the seaside because that might place me beyond the Inland Revenue Brigade. Cromer can be just as taxing as anywhere else, especially when it's clogged up with holiday traffic. Happily, I can still call upon a fair sprinkling of gnarled natives and enlightened newcomers, blessed with more years and wisdom than me, to help make a little sense of where we've arrived and to shine a good light on the path forward. They do it all without the aid of a safety net or modern technology. One of my long-serving advisers, aware of another birthday in the offing, repeated a good line that I passed on to our sons while they were still at school. It's never too late to be what you might have been. My stock answer to the old question about what my parents and teachers wanted me to be is a one-word indictment of boyish excess. Quiet. There were so many wonderful words to use and share, I forgot to put enough thought or space between them.
Thank you, Jane. Statistics tell us that those who have most birthdays lived longest. Lies, damned lies, and statistics.